Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Newberg coming out of that first break from 24/7 Sports and top of hour two, Mr. Chris Landry from LandryFootball.com. Going to be a good day. Going to be a good 3 hours from here to Losh Pop. It's going to be outstanding. F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. Zero. Dial that number anytime. Now, if you dial the number and you're not on topic, I've had a few folks, I'll be talking SEC, Big 12 expansion or something, and somebody calls and their topic is something way out there. I might not get to that, okay? As long as you're in our stratosphere, some of these days, I'll get to you. If you're not, I'm not going to go way off course for you. Not during these days here. Some days, I just have it to where it really doesn't matter. We can go and jump around, and the variety is not linked, really. It can go anywhere. Some days, I won't do that. Just depends on the day. But try and stay within the loop. If you can. Yeah, if you can. Now again, tweet me whatever, but if you're going to call, got to stay within our realm most of the time. At least these days when we have the topics that you know we're going to concentrate on. There'll be many days where we don't have the one topic where we are willing to go pretty much anywhere. Those days exist. Lots of those days exist. Not right now. Yeah, not right now. If you're going to call like Wolverine Dan and say, I think my Lions and their front office, they're doing a good job up here, that ain't getting on the radio, okay? That's just, love Wolverine Dan. No. Love Wolverine Dan, but that's not getting on the radio. Anyways, the F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. And if you do want to email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. A lot of people late on Wednesday afternoon into the night. Bill, just see this. The Big 12 has sent a cease and desist letter to ESPN. Now, just to go back a little bit, ESPN has been in on this because that's the sugar daddy. The money comes from the TV, and the TV is ESPN, Mickey Mouse, right? That's where the money is. That's where the money flow comes from. And they've been in on this privately with Oklahoma and Texas and the SEC. Well, ESPN also has a relationship with the Big 12. Big 12 sent on Wednesday a cease and desist letter to ESPN saying basically what you're doing, stop it. Just stop it. Quit tampering with our teams here. And it's our understanding you're tampering with another team or two inside the league. Stop it. We have an agreement through 2025. It's called grant of rights. It's the TV rights. And you should not be messing with our teams. It says in our legal language and our contractual agreement that we currently have that you cannot tamper in a way that would harm the league. And we believe that's what you're doing right now. Stop it. Just stop it. Now, will this matter? No. No. I'm not saying it matters. I'm just saying that's what they're trying to tell ESPN. Big 12, you got to understand. I know the Big 12's taking a whole lot of bashing right now. And I get it. I get it. That's fair game. But they're hanging on. They're literally hanging on by a thread, trying to salvage a probable, unsalvageable situation. That's what they're doing. They're fighting. They're throwing haymakers right now. Blindly throwing haymakers, not really landing much. But they're fighting. They're in a corner. They're up against the wall. They're not doing well. And they're doing anything and everything they can think of from the suit's point of view to slow this down or thwart it. It's not going to happen. They may slow it down a little bit, but it's not going to happen. The plan privately is 2022, one season from now, Oklahoma and Texas are playing in the SEC. That is the private plan. Now, could that perhaps not happen as soon? It could. Yeah, I'm not saying it's 100% going to happen that soon, but that is the, how would we call it? Would we call it the Pollyanna plan? I don't think that would be the proper term for it. I think that's the best case scenario plan. Put it that way. Maybe the Pollyanna plan. Maybe you could call it that too. But, and one way or another, whether it's the ESPN Longhorn Network money, which ends up with the Big 12 in lieu of them leaving, whether it's the league just flat out implodes, whether there's a settlement with another number involved after months and months of back and forth. It could be any of those. It could be all of the above. It could be any of those, but this will not stop what's already in place, and that is for Texas and OU to end up in the SEC. Another simple question. You know, when they were, I think I brought this up, Big 12 media days a couple of weeks ago. Got to remember, they had their media days the week before the SEC did, the Big Ten, the ACC, etc. And the Pac-12 just had theirs on Tuesday. But the Big 12 of the P4, remember, I don't call it the P5. Hadn't done that for years because we eliminated the Pac-12 years ago. But I guess we're going to have a P3 here coming up. Yeah, we probably ought to go ahead and change that to the P3 now that I think of it. But when they had their media day in Arlington, and the only topic that came out of that whole event was horns down. That's how clueless everybody was about what had been going on behind the scenes. If anybody really had any wind of this, and all these people suggesting they knew about it privately, they're lying to you, that would have come up at the Big 12. That no chance that stays quiet. You've got Texas and OU on the loose, and it never comes up, but people knew about it. You are bull bleeping me. That's a lie. That's a flat out lie. And when they asked, who's the Big 12 coordinator of officials? What's that? Is it Gary Clark? I could be corrected. I don't know him. But when he was asked about it, he said, well, if you direct it at Texas, for example, to hook them down, that's probably a penalty. That's a penalty. My question would be, if you knew Texas and OU wasn't even long for the league, would you be talking about that? Would you be real concerned about a team that's not even going to be in your league in the near future, whether or not a hook 'em down matters? Here's Rob brought this up the other day. It's a very good question. Rob in the 210. How do you think they're going to officiate horns down now that it's really not one of their teams? We're talking about a school, the mighty Texas Longhorns, ain't even going to be in the league in the future. So why would you be so determined to adjudicate, judge, hook them down when you have no reason to even be nice to them? How's that going to be officiated this year? Because they will be in the Big 12 this year. We know that for sure. Texas and OU will be in the Big 12 this year. When Texas plays a game and the other team sees something that makes them happy and makes them want to make fun of Texas and they do the horns down, or the players do horns down, what happens? Yeah, what happens? How are they going to officiate that? That's a really good question. The Greek Cypriot says, Bill, and he's up in Ohio. Bill, knowing the Big Ten, they're interested in TV markets. I could see them going after Southern Cal for the LA market and Arizona State for the Phoenix market. Go Blue. If you could get the LA market and you're the Big Ten, you do it in a second. We brought this up yesterday. These two, the Big Ten and the Pac-12, are two very cozy leagues. They're connected by an invisible umbilical cord. Big Ten is much more mighty than the Pac-12, but they're very cozy. And the Pac-12 is basically a robot. Will do anything the Big Ten says. Would the Big Ten raid them in the name of it's just business? I don't know. And would Southern Cal even be interested in that overture? 614 Rob. Bill, just keep it simple. No Wolverine Dan ever again. There, I fixed it. we love Wolverine Dan. Just don't call with something so far out there that... I mean, I don't mind Jeff in the Borough. Okay, Jeff from the Borough can come on and he can talk about somebody's volleyball natties. There's some humor there to that. But if you call and you talk about some NFL front office, no. That's not even funny, and it's definitely not interesting. It's not interesting. Coming up, Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports, and no longer, according to their announcement, no longer the Big Three Roll-Up. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, THP, working a wreck on 40 westbound. It's going to be near the Lebanon Watertown exit, again there in Wilson County. Still on the scene of this crash up north here on 65 southbound at Long Hollow Pike. It's a truck blocking the left lane, making your way down through Millersville towards Goodlettsville. It's starting to get a little bit heavy here coming out of Robertson County. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep with the Sharks Family Editions, coming up Saturday, August 7th. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Jess Newbert, 24/7 Sports, joins us Thursdays as the Florida State beat their opening game is the Fighting Irish. That should be a fun opener, by the way. Berg, how you doing, sir?
Oh, man, I'm great. Just enjoying my retirement.
So, what's going on? I need inside info. What happened to the Big Three roll-up?
Nothing really happened. I think what happened was, to be honest with you, okay, go from the start. Yeah. You know, we start this thing. Nobody really knows what it is. Then we keep putting out content, and people say, oh, this will never be successful. Then it becomes successful, wildly successful, at least in our state of Florida and in college football and what we're doing. And then, you know, we're at the top for a while, and we stayed at the top. And I think what happened was the podcast just kind of, like, took control of us. Like, we had a return to the pod every week, every Thursday, and it was a lot. And I think, you know, four plus years, it was a good run, and we just decided to call it when we were on top.
Man, so that was you, Kev, Silk, and TJ.
Correct.
Wow. Now, is it just the Big Three roll-up has retired and that's it, or did anybody take it over, or what?
No, I think the Big Three roll-up's retired. Silk's going to continue to do some stuff with the Patreon and with the Twitter account, but I believe he's going to change the Twitter account name. And I'm not against doing some stuff in the future, making some content. I think we just want to take a break for a while. I don't know. I'm not saying the Big Three roll-up would come back in that form or fashion, but I would get back with those guys and make some content at some point if the opportunity presented itself. But for now, you know, everybody has a lot going on, as do I.
When the Beatles broke up, they say that it was John Lennon. He was the first one to say, I'm out, right? And he's the one that really broke them up. Who broke up the Victory Roller? Who's John Lennon in your group?
No, I really don't think it was. It became a lot to be on the show every single week again, to show up. And you know how it is doing a daily radio show. I mean, it's even harder. But we had four idiots all in the same room.
But you had the Kush house. You were buying property. I mean, and now just a divorce. Wow, that's abrupt.
I guess it is. I guess it seems abrupt, but I don't think it's abrupt. It doesn't feel that abrupt. It feels good. It feels like we did the right thing. It feels like looking back on what we did, it feels great. I mean, it feels great to look at the arc of the show, the things that we accomplished, the places that we did the podcast from, the people that we interviewed. I mean, it was incredible.
What's happening at Florida State right now as they get ready to get to camp?
I just got back from Tallahassee. I was up in Tallahassee covering the last camp of the summer. Florida State held a little event called Seminole Showcase. It was similar to the elite camp that they held on June 5. It was about 30 to 40 prospects. They started arriving at about 8 a.m., 9 a.m. They had a little lunch, and then they did a workout. And in between, they did tours, they saw presentations, they got to talk to players. They did the whole thing that you would do on a normal visit. And then there was a little workout at like 3 p.m. on the field in Doak Campbell Stadium. That was pretty cool. Got to see a pair of five-stars out there on the field. Travis Hunter and Sam McCall both worked out. They were doing a little one-on-one against each other. Florida State landed a commitment at the event, Daniel Lyons from Homestead. Florida State went into the 305 and stuffed Manny Diaz in a locker and lands three-star defensive tackle Daniel Lyons. An important pickup at a position of need for Florida State. It was a successful weekend. They also landed, this didn't coincide with the camp, he was at home. But Florida State landed another prospect out of Miami. This time it was Miami Central offensive tackle Michael Daughtry. And he took official visits to FSU, Kentucky, Florida, Miami. I think he took four official visits, but he commits to Florida State. The Noles now have five offensive commitments in this class. So they head into the fall. You know, they might pick up, I'm not going to say anything right now, but they might pick up another commitment or two before the season begins. But it's been a very successful summer for recruiting for Mike Norvell.
So are you telling me it's too early to say they're back, but the recruiting is definitely heading in the right trajectory?
Yeah, it's way too early to say they're back. You know, you have kind of like the second half. You have summer recruiting, you have off-season recruiting up through summer, which is like half the year. And then you got this thing called the fall, and that's really what matters. And if I was going to put more weight into one of the halves, I think the fall has more weight because that also leads up to the early signing period and regular signing day. What Florida State has done on the recruiting trail is great, and I think they've overachieved based on what a three-win team should normally recruit like. But, you know, there's two halves to a game, two halves to recruiting, and they're still going to have to play these games. And how they play on the field will really ultimately dictate how well this class is put together.
Das Newberg with us talking FSU. And anything else happening inside the state if you're looking at the Gators or Miami? Any big
games? Yeah. I think this weekend Miami's going to do something. I don't know if it's Friday or Saturday. And then, of course, Friday Night Lights is back at UF. So that'll be Friday night. We'll see who's in town. I haven't seen the visitor list for that quite yet. Today's Thursday? Yeah, so that should be compiled up on Swamp 24/7. It'll be a big weekend. Florida State is not doing an event this weekend. They are doing a coach's getaway kind of deal. So they will not be on campus, but they got their big event in on Sunday.
Jess Newberg with us. Well, I always get you to plug the Breakthrough Roll-Up. This is going to take some time for me to get over this.
No, it's not. I'm going to have something coming up soon.
Are you? Okay.
I didn't even mean to do that, Bill. Like, I swear, I've really been enjoying my retirement.
Yeah.
And yesterday had a phone. So nothing's done. I'm not saying anything, but like something came to me that we might be able to preview here soon.
Okay. All right. I'm just having, usually I don't have problems signing off, but it's just awkward with you right now. I don't know you.
Well, we have I'm on another wildly successful podcast called On the Bench. I mean, On the Bench probably does like 10 to 13,000 listens per show, probably bigger than the Big Three Roll-Up.
What about the stock market podcast? Is that still a thing?
That was on the Big Three Roll-Up Network. That stopped. Speaking of, did it take the Big Three Roll-Up to stop for the pot stocks to come back?
Trying to rally a little bit, aren't they?
I've seen a big rally. I got Tilray. I got Aurora. I got a couple others that are about to fly.
I've been
looking. Are you all out on that?
I do not have any right now, no. Okay. But I've been sniffing around, so to speak.
What are you playing today?
I don't really have anything. Last week or so, I've just kind of been monitoring because everything is so green, I'm hesitant to jump in.
I don't feel like it's that green, but I'll look at it that way today.
Got me a little, I mean, every day I look up and I've got Bloomberg on TV and it's S&P hits all-time highs. How many days have we seen this thing hit all-time highs the last several months? Seems like almost every other day.
Yeah, but my portfolio hasn't been hitting all-time highs.
Right, so. Right. There's a difference in the two, right?
Yeah. S&P might be hitting all-time highs, but my not my portfolio.
Josh Newberg, 24/7 Sports. Berg, we will see you next week, sir.
All right, Bill. See ya.
Here's a item that a lot of people have hit me up about. Quinn Ewers out of South Lake Carroll there in Texas. Number one ranked quarterback on 24/7. Number one ranked player on 24/7. Let me pull this up. Now, this is the class of 22. Yeah, he's ranked number one. Travis Hunter, who's committed to Florida State out of the Atlanta area. Sewanee, Georgia is number two. Walter Nolan is number three, who apparently is being crystal balled to Tennessee. He's moved to Knoxville. But anyways, back to Quinn Ewers. Story hits, I believe Pete Thamel had it, that Ewers is considering, if not leaning towards skipping his senior year of high school as the number one player to America. He's got a class, I believe it's an English course, that he can take and finish up this summer and be ready to reclassify for the class of 2021. He would then enroll at Ohio State here coming up and be part of the quarterback battle. Like right now. He also... And what was the name of this? I was looking at this. Let me see if I can find it. According to the story, Quinn Ewers has already been promised a lot of money by way of name, image, likeness. There's a company that's already promised him cash and a piece of the action, ownership-wise, a company called Holy Kombucha. And I might not be pronouncing that right. I don't know what that is. You guys can fill me in if you do know. You probably will know. Says this company called Holy Kombucha is offering him not only cash, but equity in the company. Texas state law does not allow high school athletes to profit from their name, image, and likeness. So, apparently, Ewers has decided, I'm ranked number one. Can't get ranked better than that, right? In the nation. quarterback and in the nation, regardless of position. I'm already committed to Ohio State. My grades and academics are in order where I can reclassify, and I can go ahead and start making money on name, image, likeness. So why not just skip it? Now, there's an item. How many players, first of all, how many players are good enough to do what he's doing and command money? I don't know. Probably not many. He's one of them, though. Yeah, when you're the top-ranked quarterback, everybody knows you. You can command some serious attention. And apparently, he's strongly leaning to doing this. Now, I don't know anything more about the story than that. And Lake Norman Buckeye was sending me links to it. And I appreciate that because I wasn't really paying attention to that on Wednesday. But that's another side element to name, image, likeness. If you academically can come out early and you're already secure in your ranking and your recruitment, you're secure there. You've got all these teams wanting you. In his case, he's picked Ohio State. Wonder how many players will do what he's doing. And, hey, let's go ahead and get on the payroll. They're not going to let you do it at your high school. And, again, your ranking is secure. Your reputation as a player is secure. Why not go ahead, leave early, start making money, and get on with it? Now, again, you have to have a bunch of things line up academically and athletically, and name, image, likeness. Obviously, you're going to need some love there. What would be the point if you aren't getting name, image, likeness, love? But if you're getting all of those, if they all line up for you, we probably will be seeing more of this in the future. Unintended consequence. Do I like it? No, don't like it at all. But if I'm Quinn Ewers, I don't necessarily blame him. Now, the other item is you got to be willing to do away with your last year of high school. And for some, that last year is very, very important to them. And for others, it's not. For a guy like Quinn Ewers, it's, hey, I'm number one. I'm going to Ohio State. Might as well get on up there and get paid at the same time. So I see his point. I don't like it, but I absolutely see his point. I mean, if I had a kid good enough that could do the same, it'd be hard to argue, right? If any of us had a child good enough to command what he's commanding here, that'd be hard to turn down. But again, you'd have to be of the mindset, I don't really care about my senior year. The high school experience for me, that last year isn't as sexy as it is for some others. I'm wanting to get on with it from a business point of view. I can respect that. Again, I might not like it, but I can respect it. It's an interesting story right there. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. No shortage of accidents out here as they clean up this crash on 24 westbound at Briley Parkway. That's south of town. That's why it's a little bit heavy at times here between Harding Place and Briley Parkway now on 24 westbound. Cleanup continues on that truck crash 65 southbound there at Long Hollow Pike in Goodlettsville. Wrapping up the paperwork 40 westbound near the Lebanon and Watertown exit there in Wilson County. Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Great values are happening now during Lowe's Summer Savings. Save on select appliance special values. Plus, save an additional $50 when you buy two or more appliances, each priced $396 or more. You'll also find new lower prices on ceiling fans, landscape lighting, and more. So shop Lowe's today. Must ask cashier to apply discount in store. Online must use promo code. Can't be combined with any other discounts. See Lowe's.com for exclusions and terms. Valid 7/15 through 8/4. U.S. only.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ballgame.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Big 12 sends a cease and desist letter to ESPN. I believe Bowlesby and company feel like the American Athletic Conference is poaching the rest of that league. Actively poaching the rest of that league. You know, the AAC is a really good league. Doesn't get the notoriety of some of the others, but you've got UCF, you got Cincinnati. You have Memphis, you have Houston, South Florida, SMU, Tulane's in there, Temple's in there. I'm going to leave some out, but apparently the Big 12 is saying, ESPN, you are behind the scenes hurting us horribly. And I believe the accusation, even though not mentioned specifically, is ESPN is involved in conversations with the AAC involving these other teams, which are scrambling right now, trying to figure out where their home is. You know, I was going to say it's sad. Back in the summer of 2010, one of the big topics we spent time on not only was Texas OU going west, but what would these other schools do? Because they're not attractive. Not in the sense of the big names out there. Now, there's attractiveness in there, but they're not overly attractive. where would the home be? They're currently making 37-ish million a year by virtue of Big 12 league affiliation. Where could they go where they could make similar money? And if you brought one of those other Big 12 teams in, what do they bring to you? If you add Kansas State, and I'm just randomly throwing a name out, just random. If you add Kansas State, what are they bringing you? How do they make you more money? Because you just don't want to go and start long division, longer division. If you're dividing by 10, let's just say in your league, and you add Kansas State and you add Iowa State, now you're dividing by 12. What do they bring to that league so when you divide by more teams, it's at least similar, if not more money? What's the point? But the culprit seems to be the AAC here. And do you blame them for looking and trying to batter their league? I don't. I don't blame them at all. Billy down in Louisiana says, Bill, if Quinn Ewers did reclassify, that would mean that Walker Howard would be the number one ranked player for the class of 22, number one quarterback. That is Jamie Howard's son, if you know your LSU history. Jamie Howard quarterbacking there seems like, well, not quite yesterday, but doesn't seem that long ago. Jamie Howard was a big name recruit, too. Played for Curley, right? I believe he did. Karen, Bill, regarding Quinn Ewers, he's obviously a me guy, all about himself. Good luck, kid. Yeah, now, I would say so, but has he not earned the right to be a me guy? Now, again, is he a me guy when he gets to Ohio State? Or is he just taking care of himself right now? I don't know what more Quinn Ewers could do. You can't get ranked any higher than he is. He already apparently knows the school he wants to go and play for, Ohio State. And apparently he's been promised a whole lot of money that he can't get his hands on yet. Now, again, most everybody, almost everybody doesn't have this option. They don't have this power. And for a lot of folks, your senior year is a very memorable experience. Whether it's as an athlete or just as a regular student going to the prom or whatever it might be, that's your last year. For some, it might be your last year of schooling, period. For others, it might be your destination in college somewhere academically or what have you, maybe some athletics, but most don't have any of this power that this kid has here. I think you're going to be seeing more of this. Now, how many players, again, command the ability to do this? Money, ranking, early academic exit, all of that. I mean, all those things have to line up for you. For you to be able to do it. For sure. Rod A. Buckeye in Texas. Bill, doing something in the best interest of student athletes is gone. All this stuff going on might make me go back to pro sports. That won't happen to me. Yeah, I won't adopt the pro game in lieu of what's going on here. If anything were to happen, I would just lose interest in the college game. And I don't see that happening right now. No, I don't like a lot of this that's going on, but it hadn't killed me yet. It might. It might eventually, but hadn't done it yet to me. All right, here's what we'll do. We will take another break. Chris Landry coming up. Top of hour number two. Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right back.
Good morning. No shortage of accidents out here as they clean up this crash on 24 westbound at Briley Parkway. That's south of town. That's why it's a little bit heavy at times here between Harding Place and Briley Parkway now on 24 westbound. Cleanup continues on that truck crash 65 southbound there at Long Hollow Pike in Goodlettsville. Wrapping up the paperwork 40 westbound near the Lebanon and Watertown exit there in Wilson County. Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check out all their flavors at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update. Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at SimpleGreen.com.
The U.S. men's basketball team bounced back with a dominant win over Iran. This following the opening loss to France. The U.S. team still favored to win gold at minus 250. Slovenia at plus 750. Australia at plus 800. NFL training camps underway around much of the league this week. Preseason on its way in mid-August. The Kansas City Chiefs the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl at plus 550. Packers behind them at plus 750. The defending champion Bucks at plus 900. Two titles on the line at UFC 265 a week from Saturday. Derek Lewis will face Cyril Gane with the interim heavyweight belt up for grabs. Gane minus 335. Lewis plus 255, and Amanda Nunes, a minus 900 favorite to defend her bantamweight title against Juliana Pena at plus 550. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon, cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. A heat advisory in effect for today. Sunny and hot this morning. Highs near 98. Heat index values as high as 105. For tonight, partly cloudy, 77. For Friday, sunshine, hot. Highs near 94. Heat index values as high as 102. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
Bill King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, top of the hour. Quick note on Friday, Kevin Hagan will be with us, top of hour two. No Brad. Brad is, I just saw him tweet from BYU. I don't know if he's on a school-by-school excursion or what he's doing, but he's going to take some vacation time. He will not be with us tomorrow. He'll be back next Friday. Brad will. I don't know that Brad has missed one Friday since he's been with us, dating back 10 years. There may be one somewhere in there, I don't remember, but, and he is due all that he needs, so he will not be with us tomorrow, and we'll have him back next Friday. Always a pleasure to have Brad here with us. We are on the eve, close at least, not quite, but on the precipice, or the eve of camp getting started. And Again, I always warn you, the drumbeat about how well everything's going and how the freshmen are more mature than ever and the leadership is at all-time highs and going to be a lot of filler material that's printed out there aimed at you. Be careful with it because rigged stats and rigged stories from camp don't necessarily give you the clues you're looking for. The only way you get the clues you're looking for is when they tee it up and they play real ball in a game. That's where you get all the clues that you need to put the puzzle together. Talk about this guy's flashing in camp and this other guy. And be careful with that. Doesn't mean some of it might not be right, but you got to be careful with it because pretty much there's no media access in any of these camps. They may let you watch them stretch. They may let you watch them chuck the ball around for about 10 minutes in some kind of skeleton drill. It's not going to tell you anything, though. Yeah, I saw that freshman in shorts, man. He ran some crisp routes, and he caught every pass. It was incredible. Be careful of all that. Yeah, be careful. Until we get to the ball games, then you can make your analysis on what you see from each team. That's where you start getting your grades. That's where you start saying, okay, this is factual. I'm seeing it. And it counts. The scoreboard's on. That means it counts if the scoreboard's on. Going to be fun. No, it's going to be fun. Wonder how much overlapping the Texas OU story will have, let's say, overlapping with the games once we get into the playing portion of the season. How much will that remain an item? Got to remember, most years, the playing portion of the season writes itself. The storylines come from the playing portion of the season, comes from the games. The games that just got played last weekend, the games that are about to get played this next weekend. That takes up almost all of your inventory, right, on the show. Few exceptions. 2010, not only did we have the expansion scare, but that was before the season started. But then you had the Cam Newton story that never died. It never died all the way to the Oregon National Championship game. And that took up a pretty good chunk of time on the show, taking away from some of the playing portion of the season elements that were interesting for that year. You got to remember that year also Alabama had one of Nick's very few knucklehead teams, the 2010 team. Just won it in 09, undefeated. Then after that, won the next two in 11 and 12. So Nick won 3 out of 4 right there. But that 2010 team was a knucklehead team. And you had Stephen Garcia in South Carolina beating him. Remember that game? That's probably Spurrier's best game. And he had some good teams there, but that might have been the peak right there. That was a heck of a game for them. And then you had the march that was Auburn football that year, led by Cam Newton. And a lot of storylines there, but the paying and the dad and the church and all that. There was so much going on. And again, that went all the way through Glendale, Arizona, to the Oregon-Auburn National Championship game. And we did our show out there. We were there for that. Don't want to go back to Glendale again. Won't go back there again. If they moved it back to Scottsdale, Tempe, Arizona State, Sun Devil Stadium, I'd go back in a heartbeat. Won't go back. Glendale is yucky. Not doing it. Not doing it. But I don't know of another year. I mean, so that's one in what, 10 years where off the field. Now, you could say this last year, 2020, that a lot of the conversation had to do with playing and not playing. But I don't think we let that take that much time away from us. I don't think we did. I think we stuck pretty much to the script with the playing portion of the season. If we needed to go on the attack about something there, we did it. But for the most part, that's what happened. Anyways, Chris Landry coming up, Thursday edition, Omni Nashville Hotels.